Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Y98, Phillips and Company Morning Show. I thought you were taking it there, Kevin.
Oh, I'm sorry. I know you do your jamming.
If you don't listen early in the morning at 5:30, Kevin has a pre-show show with Lance.
That's right. I do my best work then.
That's about a few minutes long. But Kevin was mentioning that we need to hit our diner tour. There's nothing finer than being in your diner tour. And you can vote at y98.com.
Yeah, there's a lot of them up there. And I've been looking at it and voting often. I mean, it ends today at 10 a.m.
Kevin's voting for ones that are close to the
station,
Lance.
That's right. So you can choose.
That's your criteria.
He doesn't care.
So Chris's Pancakes or Southwest Diner.
By the way,
the
Chris's is the one in Midtown, though.
Well, it's okay. It's close enough.
I'm just letting you know.
I know. But we've got them all over the joint.
Yeah, Chesterfield, Wildwood, South County, Columbia, Belleville. So today's the last day until 10 a.m. at Y98.com. It's going to be a lot of fun this summer. Lance, are you hitting the road with us?
I don't know. We haven't talked about that. I would imagine logistically it would be a little hard, but you never know. But I will say, I hope you guys get to go to Southwest Diner, because I don't think either of you have been there. Have you?
No.
Yeah, I took Guy there. Man, it was probably at least a year ago. It's good stuff.
Where is it exactly?
It is on Southwest Avenue. It's sort of off McCausland by a couple blocks.
Did you vote for that one?
I did.
Okay,
yeah,
so if we go to that one, you might join us.
Well, if you're there till 10, man, I'll get out of here right at 9. Let's do it.
Yeah, and actually, we have to figure out the logistics
right.
For this as well, but I think we're going to be doing Schmick Schmackdown live.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure how that would work, but it'd be fun to try.
I know, right? Mm-hmm. With a customer.
Right.
Guy might have an opportunity to win if we do it that way. But every Thursday when we get back from our little 4th of July weekend or 4th of July break, we'll be out at diners all over the St. Louis and Illinois areas. Okay, also at Y98.com, there is a new Instagram trend. And to be honest, from looking at the photos of this, it is kind of funny. It looks like it's just radio and TV people that are doing it.
Mm-hmm. Big surprise.
We're suckers for like, let's get some followers. Hey, we need some engagement.
It's so funny you say that, because one of the first photos is Ryan Seacrest doing it with Kelly.
Oh, no.
So what it is you cut a piece of watermelon, like, you know, you take a slice of watermelon. Do you know what it is?
I've seen it, yeah.
Into the shape of a dress or a shirt. Then you hold it up in front of the camera and have someone pose in the background. It looks like they're wearing it. I'm just
first
saying.
Off, you have to have a degree of time, available time to do this. And you have to have some cutting skills, which I don't have. I mean, you know, I can.
You don't have knife skills?
Not like that.
I don't either.
I don't have mad knife skills like that.
198.com, you can see the photos. Kevin, I would like you to do it as one of your five photos.
Oh, yes.
When we get back. Lance, you're more than welcome to do the five photos thing.
I'm not sure that my weekends are that
exciting.
I feel
like you're really letting the show down, Lance. People want to see what happens with Lance outside of traffic.
Just a photo gallery of Burger Wrapper 1, if it's even around anymore.
No, we're down to Burger Wrapper 2. That's all that's left. One. What happened to 1? 1 got traded in, 3 got wrecked, and 4 I donated to charity. So we're down to 2. That's it. That's all that's left.
All right, well, you know, that invitation is also open.
I will say this. I will go forward this weekend trying to think to myself, I need to find 5 things that would be interesting
Listen,
pictures.
Listen, I'm not a big picture taker.
Right. I'm not either, really.
Once you start, though, there's more things you do than you think.
Okay.
Even if it's at you at your house.
Right.
People like to see what your house looks like.
No, they don't. Not my house. No, they don't.
Another thing at Y98.com is, this just is such a mom move. At the French Open yesterday, and I don't even know of this tournament. It's a golf tournament.
I thought you meant the tennis.
No, it's a golf tournament. I don't know anything about this one.
French Golf Open. Okay.
Yeah. So there was a golfer frustrated after he missed a putt. And so he broke his putter over his knee, and then he threw it in the water. Okay? I've seen this in person.
I have too.
With people I golf with, Nick.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah.
Nick has done it?
I saw him one time throw it in the water, but I saw him throw one 8-iron, I think, into a tree. And it stuck in the tree.
No.
And then it finally fell out, and they found it, and they still had it. He loved his 8-iron.
Mm. And he got it back?
He did get it back. So a little bit later, so this is on the 11th hole, a little bit later. This video's online, and it is funny. When the guy was on the 13th hole, his mom shows up at the water hazard. The what? Golfer's mom.
His mom?
Yeah.
Mom, come on, I'm trying to play golf.
And wades into the water.
Oh,
to get the putter. She does not realize it's broken.
That's a good mom.
She's like, you're not going to throw that. That's an expensive piece of equipment. She wades in the water, and the announcers are like, don't do it, don't do it. She has no idea it's broken. She pulls off up the grip of the putter and finds it broken in half. And it's like, wah, wah.
Did she then go grab her son by the ear? You come with me, young man.
And there's guys on the putting green watching her do it.
Yeah, I bet there are.
And that is also at 198.com. All right, in just a few minutes, you'll have a chance to win Cardinals tickets. With three in a row, you go.
Three in a row, you go.
I guess we should have said what game it was for.
Details.
Yeah, whatever. You don't care. It's the Cardinals.
No, it's a Cardinals game.
It's for next Friday, July 7th, the game against the Mets. And just for your info, Kevin, if you want to swing by that game, it's adult performance t-shirt night.
Hey!
First 30,000 fans, 16 and older, get an adult performance. What is the difference between a kid performance and adult performance, I wonder?
I don't know. I think
age.
Yeah, I think they need a better name for it, because depending on where you put the emphasis in that phrase,
I know.
It's actually kind of a cool t-shirt.
An adult-sized performance t-shirt.
There you go.
Yes. All right, let's go to Melanie. They've been holding on for a while. Melanie out of St. Louis is first in. Hi, Melanie.
Hi.
You have to work today?
I do.
Are you off next week?
I am off Monday and Tuesday, and then I go back on Wednesday.
All right, sweet. Looking forward to a long weekend. Here we go. Hopefully we started off right for you.
Okay.
The youngest U.S. president to die in office was who?
Teddy Roosevelt. Oh, okay.
That was a good
guess.
Yeah,
he's the youngest elected president, but he's not the youngest to die in office.
Yes.
All right, thanks.
Hey, you can call back, Melanie, if there's room.
Right. Can we say who the answer was?
JFK.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Thanks, Melanie. Kelsey is next in from St. Charles. Hi, Kelsey.
Hi.
In Charlotte's Web, what kind of animal is Templeton?
Ooh. A goat?
I had the same reaction.
You know who did
she
the voice, right?
No.
Paul Lynde.
Paul Lynde.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Don't you remember?
Yeah.
I can't do Paul Lynde.
A fair is a veritable smorgasbord, smorgasbord, smorgasbord.
We apologize, St. Louis. Thanks, Kelsey. Lindsay's next in.
By the way, those songs for Charlotte's Web, written by the guys who wrote the Mary Poppins songs. Just an FYI.
It's not interesting to me. Bill Clinton. Oh, I'm sorry. Lindsay from O'Fallon. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi.
You don't sound happy today, Lindsay.
Well, I have to work, so.
We got you.
All right. But you have a weekend, right?
Well, I have to work Monday, and then I'm off Tuesday, so.
Yeah, so you get the weekend off, you have to go back to work for one day, and then you get a holiday?
Yeah.
Lindsay, I would be in a bad mood, too.
Yeah, I would, too.
All right, Lindsay, here we go. In a movie title, Elvis Presley said Viva to where?
Las Vegas.
Bill Clinton was trained to do what kind of job?
Oh, I don't know.
What was he originally? Think about it. Before
a lawyer? Oh, my gosh.
And Wright was the last name of what two flight pioneers?
Come
on.
Frank and Andrew? I don't know.
I do have a question. Would the Wright brothers have been an acceptable answer?
I don't.
No, I because you gave the. You said right. So, I mean, I'm just trying.
Yeah,
to...
Yeah, I know, I know. Well, she said Frank and Andrew.
The so cousins,
Orville and Wilbur, actually, Lindsay.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Well, listen. Yeah. Have a good weekend.
You too.
All right. Bye. Celeste from Waterloo. Hi.
Hi.
Celeste, what does PG in film stand for?
Parental guidance.
What children's fantasy was the movie The Wizard of Oz based on?
The Wizard of Oz.
What's the title of the book, I guess?
I have no idea.
The Wonderful Wizard
of Oz. Okay, thanks.
All right. Mm-hmm. I don't write these questions, and they could be wrong. Yeah.
Instilling confidence. <Yeah.
laughs> All right, and finally for this round, maybe Ida will get it correct. Ida, you may be the first Ida I've ever talked to on the radio.
Oh, well.
Welcome to the show.
I guess that's a good thing.
And maybe. Hopefully, I'm sure you've never heard this, but hopefully for our purposes, your last name is not No. I don't know.
No, it's not.
Okay, good.
All right, Ida, here we go. Three in a row. You go to the game next Friday against the Mets, the Cardinals game.
Okay.
Tony Bennett left what in San Francisco?
Can you say that again? Who?
Tony Bennett left what in San Francisco?
His heart, I guess.
No, oh, good job. Mm-hmm, we would have accepted his wallet also.
We would have? Okay.
I would have. Because it's great, great, great comedy.
During the Vietnam War, who was known as Hanoi Jane?
I should know this. I'm retired military, so this is really bad.
And Kevin's mom disliked her because of this. Jane.
Yeah. No.
Fonda.
Jane Fonda.
Jane Fonda.
Thanks, Ida.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Have
bye.
A good one.
You too.
Thanks, you too, Ida.
All right. So 314-531-9898, 618-397-9898. Hopefully, you'll get a winner for three in a row. You go in a few minutes. But right now, here's Lance with another look at your traffic.
And it's sponsored by Indeeding Lives through the power of work on Y98.
Three in a row. You go.
Tickets for Cardinals, Mets, July 7th. And our first in is Noelle from Collinsville. Hi, Noelle. Noelle?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Noelle?
Noelle!
Hello, I'm here.
All right. You're our first contestant, the first Noelle.
You know what? I was going to try to avoid that.
I wasn't.
Why do you have to bring the show down? Let me do it.
Let's hear the angels sing.
All right, Noelle, here we go. Three questions correctly, answer correctly, and you'll get tickets for the Cardinals and Mets. Who played Neo in The Matrix?
Keanu Reeves.
Whoa.
What did Elvis Presley name the mansion where he died?
Graceland.
And Robin Williams has played what spinach-eating sailor on film?
Popeye. Woohoo!
Yay!
Yeah! Yeah!
What? All of a sudden, you're Mr. I've got stuff to say.
Hey. May I bust out a little Popeye?
Yes.
Well, blow me down. I can't stop rocking to the boogie sound. So step back, Goyles, and let me finish while I chill out with a can of spinach.
I feel like you learned that when you were 11.
Wow.
Yeah, I was older, actually.
Somebody's been to Chester, Illinois.
Hey, Noelle, we won't bother you anymore with our terrible jokes. Just hold on the line. We'll get you your information for your tickets for the Cardinals-Mets next Friday at Busch Stadium.
This is Phillips & Company.
Well, blow me down. I can't start rocking to the funky sound. So stand back, Miles, and let me finish while I chill out with the can of spinach.
That's not even a good Popeye.
No. I know. It's been years since I've actually heard it. I think my Popeye was better
I
than
do
that.
Too.
Yes. That was weak.
Itching for a scratch by the Force MDs on Y98.
Wow. Remember when like novelty songs were popular in the 80s? Like Stars on 45.
Yeah. Stars on 45.
Curly Shuffle.
Yep.
There was another rap song called The Rappin' Duke. Did you ever hear that?
I remember The Rappin'. Cool Mo D, wasn't it? Aretha Franklin. Doesn't he say Aretha Franklin in it?
He might.
I think he does.
It's been ages.
All right, we're
going
to be looking for that one for the schmig.
We do have this hour a pair of train tickets for you to win before 9 o'clock, because it's every hour we'll give out tickets for that show tomorrow night at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater and until 5 p.m. this afternoon. I love this story so much. There is nothing worse than your dog going missing and you don't know where they are. I mean, it's just a helpless feeling. And then to not have an answer.
Right.
You know, my sister, I remember when they lost their dog, we did not have Facebook. We did not have these great sites that you can post.
Yeah.
And you have all these eyes, not just a sign in your neighborhood.
And there was that story, what was it, last week, week before, about Nextdoor, that app where Julia Roberts, didn't she find her dog
through that? Yes, she did.
Yeah.
She did. And, you know, like locally, there's a missing dogs and cats or animals in St. Clair County.
Mm-hmm.
So you can cover the whole county in your different areas. But I love this story so much. There was a guy in England, and he was out hiking a couple weekends ago. He had his parents' dogs, two miniature schnauzers, Charlie and Theo. Well, a fog came through, and he lost track of them. First of all, you need to have them on leashes, dude.
Yeah, and that's some kind of fog,
yeah.
too.
Yeah. Well, his parents, when they got back, guess who was in trouble? this guy. But they ended up camping out overnight where the dogs went missing and called their names. They didn't show up. So then they organized a huge, massive search party, and they had 120 people out looking for the dogs where they went missing.
That's a lot.
They also used two drones to spot them from the air.
Right. Yeah.
But 4 days later, still missing. So as a last resort, the parents went back there to where they were last seen, fired up a grill, and threw a few sausages on there. As soon as the smell started wafting through the air, both dogs showed up out of nowhere. She makes these same type of sausages for them for breakfast every Sunday, and they love them. She didn't think it would work, but it did.
Wow.
That is a riot. And how many days elapsed there between when they found him again?
4 days.
Wow.
4 days. That is a great story, though. So never give up hope.
It's a good idea.
Yeah. You know, I'd have a hard time with Peebo. He is not a normal. He does not like hot dogs. He does not like. There's a lot of things. He's not a normal dog.
Is he a gen dog? Does he like hummus? And
he does love cheese, so he's my dog for sure. All right, we've got Entertainment Schmig coming up in about 5 minutes on Y98.
It's Entertainment Schmig.
Brought to you by Dirt Cheap. There's only one stop you need to make this 4th of July. Grab all your cold beer, liquor, and wine on the cheap at Dirt Cheap.
Cheap, cheap, fun, fun.
A lot of stuff happening in St. Louis this weekend. We've got Train Saturday night. Train and OAR and Natasha Bedingfield will have another chance for you to win tickets before the hour is up for that show at Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. David Archuleta at the Old Rock House Saturday night. Haven't heard that name in a while. At Fair St. Louis, we've got going on Sunday Akon, and I may make it down just to see Super Duper Kyle. He's before Akon, but and his Super Duper, by the way, is one word. Super Duper Kyle. And then Monday, Sister Hazel is at 6:45, and Three Doors Down is after that. And 4th of July, this sounds like a show that Lance would go to. Joan Jett and Boston.
Ooh.
Hmm. At Hollywood Casino Amphitheater. Yeah. What, no?
No, probably not.
All right, whatever.
Sorry.
You don't even come to our, you're not even going to come to our diner thing, so.
That's a logistics issue.
Oh,
I mean,
right.
I'm just not a big Joan Jett fan.
Logistics.
And Boston,
I love Boston. Yeah. At Y98.com right now, you can see a crazy picture of James Brown's weight loss. James Brown, not James Brown, the sports guy on CBS NFL. He lost, what, 74 pounds?
74 pounds, yeah.
Doesn't even look like the same person. And I don't know how he did it. He said Howie Long helped him a little bit.
Yeah, you know, and it was funny because he was always saying that he always felt weird about being as big as football players, is what he said, you know, announcing it because he, you know, that's not what he wanted to, you know, purvey a better picture
portray.
Of health. Did I say purvey?
Partay. Also at Y98.com, you can see the best places to watch all the fireworks. That's right on the front screen. Okay, Despicable Me 3 is in theaters. The House with Will Ferrell and Amy Poehler. And Baby Driver with Ansel Elgort. change that name, maybe.
Hey, and John Hamm's in it, too.
Is he really?
Yeah, I think he plays.
He is.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Kevin Spacey, Jamie Foxx. It looks like a good movie. I'll wait for it to hit HBO. This is a very interesting thing. Bands where four or more members have scored solo top 40 hits. And the reason it's being brought up is because One Direction just reached that milestone. Liam Payne from One Direction, his new track, Strip That Down, just hit the top 40, making them one of the few bands to do that. Hit the top 40 with a solo song. So you have Harry Styles, Zayn, Niall, and now Liam. Louis has not done it yet. Louis Tomlinson.
Come on, Louis.
I know.
Come on.
He's only managed to make it to 52. But if he gets there, they will tie with what band for the most band members with a top 40 hit, with five of the band members getting to hit the top 40.
Well, let's see. Can't be the Beatles because there are only four.
Beatles are on the list for four. This band's the only other one that...
I'm going to take a wild shot and say Fleetwood Mac?
They're four, too.
They're four. Mm. Okay.
Who's five?
The Eagles.
Oh. Yeah.
Don Henley, Glenn Frey, Joe Walsh, Timothy B. Schmidt, and Randy Meisner.
Yeah, Randy Meisner had a short period, like in the early 80s, where he did okay as a solo artist.
And Don Felder could have made it six, but he only made it to 43. So you got the Beatles then, and then U2. They can't do it either because they don't have enough band members, but they've had four. Adam Clayton, you might think, okay, well, I get two of them, but Adam Clayton and Larry Mullen made the top 40 when they redid the Mission Impossible theme.
Mission Impossible theme, right.
And then, of course, Fleetwood Mac with Christine McVie, Lindsey Buckingham, Bob Welch, and Stevie Nicks. Lily Collins lost a bunch of weight to play an anorexic in the Netflix movie To the Bone. And somebody actually complimented her on her weight loss. You know, she's a tiny person.
Yeah.
She did not look healthy. She was leaving her apartment one day and someone said, someone that she's known for a long time, one of her mom's friends said to her, wow, look at you. She tried to explain like, hey no, I've lost a bunch of weight.
Right.
She said, no, I want to know what you're doing. You look great. And she got into the car with her mom and said, this is why the problem exists.
Yeah, well, we had talked too about how Matthew McConaughey had lost all that weight for Dallas Buyers
Club.
He's
never bounced back from that. He just doesn't look right to me. It cannot be healthy. This story made me laugh out loud today. Annie Lennox put on her Facebook page a post from a letter that she got from a Los Angeles radio station that said, hey, Kylie from, she X'd out, she blacked out the station name. Kylie here from whatever radio, Los Angeles, I came across your music online and really like what I heard. I'm the new music coordinator for the station. I find artists who I think have potential and get them in our rotation. If you'd like, please send me over an MP3 of your latest single and I'll forward it to Glenn, our program director.
Is this a college station? What is this?
Well, so she writes, I think I'm in with a chance, ? But to this little girl's credit, at least she spotted talent.
Yeah,
that is true. That is true.
But people did digging and they figured out it came from KMIX because there's a Glenn that's the program director there. And, I feel bad for her. Because, you know, I mean, seriously, she doesn't know every artist.
Right,
true. But,
or every Annie Lennox song. I mean, think about that, too.
Yeah, and Annie has not, I mean, I don't know if she's put out any other stuff lately, but she hasn't had a hit in a while, certainly.
No. I did see a really cool video that I'd never seen before yesterday. Somebody posted it. It was Annie Lennox and David Bowie rehearsing singing Under Pressure with Queen.
Wow.
Oh,
but
cool.
Not with Freddie Mercury, just the band. Mm-hmm. And it was George Michael's like hanging out during the rehearsal, just mouthing all the words. It's a cool video.
Wow.
I'll see if I can find it. We can put it online. And there's a live action Jetsons TV series in the works.
Oh, no.
Works. I know. Well, I don't know.
You know what? Will Ferrell would be a very good George Jetson. I'm just throwing that out there.
That's a great idea.
It'll be set 1,000 years in the future. The original was only 100. By the way, Jetsons original only ran from 62 to 63. Mm-hmm. Isn't that crazy?
A lot of reruns.
Yeah. But one of the producers is Robert Zemeckis.
Zemeckis.
It sounded right. Wanted to add a Z in there. So, and then happy birthday if you were celebrating today or this weekend. Michael Phelps.
32.
He's 32.
Oh. Whoa. You get the gold, sir.
What about Mike Tyson? He loves pigeons.
I'll start 46.
50.
51.
Oh, wow. I didn't think he was that old.
And Brian Bloom. No, I'm just kidding. He was on Days of Our Lives back in the day. Frankie, I think he played, right? No?
71.
No, he's 47.
I was in a doctor's office recently, and that show came on. There's some bad hair on that show.
Yeah. Really?
Oh, on the dudes. The dudes have some weird hair on that show.
David Alan Greer.
Oh.
He's on that show.
The new show. Yeah.
Carmichael. Mm-hmm. Jared Carmichael.
60.
54.
61.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Really?
Yep. That's Entertainment Schmig. More online at Y98.com. But right now, here's Lance with another look at your traffic.
Good guessing there, Kevin. Hey, traffic is sponsored by Kohl's. Let's start on 44 East.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.